Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here at the Shane Oliver Experience, we would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of this land, the Turrbal and Yagara people. We pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging. Sovereignty was never ceded. Welcome to another episode of the Shane Oliver Experience. I've got Adam and Tegan from Team Glasses and at the Drive Pin. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. Not bad. What are we up to?
You know, we're just sort of like coming in. Is my mic okay?
Yeah, I think it is. Well, you're number three. That's cool.
We're just rolling in and having a chat with Shane.
Oh, cool. That's cool. That's real cool, man. How are you, Tegan?
Moving house tomorrow.
Moving house. Fuck. I bet that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, enough of moving house talk. We don't need any of that here. That's fine. I think the last time you were on here was probably about a year ago now, was it?
I think so. I was talking about From the Floor Up, which got postponed twice.
Holy shit, that is right. Yeah,
correct.
It was, yeah. And then you just... I don't know if you had just started or you were like sort of building at the Drive Pin as well, whether that was the same time or not. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's been going for a while.
Holy shit, that didn't even clue in my fucking head.
Yeah, Teague's kicked that off during COVID, you know, when COVID kicked off, yeah, so all the ISO stuff.
Yeah. Wow. That's blown my mind. I can't believe I didn't even pick up on that. But then you as well, Adam, you were on here about 2 years ago well now. Like, I don't understand where the time's gone. I really don't. Like, it's gone really quickly these last couple of years, that's for sure. But, yeah, like, I think when you were on last time, what were we talking about? You were just dropping a... You either had just dropped the second release of Vestiges, or
I re-listened to it today, so that to do a refresh.
Oh, did you? Yeah, jeez, yeah, that's commitment. It was weird. Yeah, I bet it would have been weird.
I had to listen back to it, and it was when we were about to drop the 4-way split. Well, we were still recording the 4-way split.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think we just put out like Terramata stuff. It was really early stuff.
Yeah,
it was like, I think it was only like sort of 13 releases in, and now we're sort of like planning the 50th one.
Yeah. That was when, yeah, because you gave me two cassettes that night as well. I remember that. You gave me one of Terramata's, and then you gave us Vestiges, this number two, I think
Vestiges
it was.
Yeah, that's right.
Shit, you went back, and I'm just mind blown, right, you know, right now, you've gone back and listened to old shit, I wouldn't even dream of it, and then, yeah, just for the very sake of the fact that we're here to promote again, like, from the floor up, it's just very funny to me.
It's gonna happen this time.
It fucking is this time, though, yeah, it really is.
Yeah, we were pretty confident, like, it, especially a lot of the artists have already had COVID as well, so they got the bulletproof vest.
We've already had COVID.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's gotten to that point now, hasn't it? You know, like, where pretty much everyone has essentially had it, bar a few, you know, lucky people. You know, unless you do the hermit life, good luck, sort of dodging it. You know, like it got to that point as well. Like, you do your best to, you know, cover your mouth and wear the masks and all that sort of stuff, but when everyone starts getting it, it's kind of really hard to not get it, sort of thing, you know? So you do your best and, like, everyone's trying to go back to normal, and then you're just kind of like, well, I don't want to go back to normal right now. Yeah. But everybody is, so you're just like, what do I do? And you kind of just slowly ease your way back in, and then, oh, shit, I got COVID. It's kind of what happened to me. The first time, I didn't even know I had it. And then
I remember it was like you only knew from a blood test, but you'd be feeling crook or whatever during that time.
I just felt lethargic and stuff. I didn't really feel crook to any sort of sense, and I was getting flogged at work, and you've had it at some point. I'm like, can you tell me when? They're like, no, we can just tell that you've had it at some point. I'm like, fuck, all right, so I gotta work it out myself. And then I had it again about a month ago now. Month and a half ago. Yeah. So I'm hoping that I don't get it again soon. That'd be nice. I forgot to apply for that whole, like, because you can get assistance or whatever it is.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I totally forgot to, right? And so I had just thought that it was done automatically if you put it in through your work and stuff, but it turns out no, you've got to
apply for it probably.
Yeah So I was like, shit, because
sorry, I spilled the microphone.
Whatever, it's just one of those things. I think everyone's sort of kind of gonna get it at some point, and thankfully, like, they've all sort of had it around this time now too.
Yeah,
you know, so anyway, that's
it's definitely gonna go ahead though.
It is. Yep. It is. And now
line up.
it's a what?
We've
sorry,
got a new lineup.
Is it pretty much a new lineup from the last one, or has there just been sort of a little bit of chopping and changing?
A bit of chopping and changing. Our headliners have changed. So we've got Outright is our headliner now.
Okay.
We've got Lincoln Lefevre. He's sort of always been on board.
Yeah, he was there from the start. Originally, it's going to be with his band, but he's just going solo now. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just read them out. We've got Apparitions, Bad Neighbor, Blind Girls, Brief Habits, Emma Bosworth and the Meeting Seasons, Emmy Hour, Hanoi Traffic, Hugo Costin, Hugs, Idle Threat, Jamie Hay and Liam White, Jody Flange, Keith Skia, what are they called now? Either Or?
Yeah, Either Or.
Either Or. Raccoon City, Rage, Regionals, Salt Money, Vestiges, Shackles and World Sick.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a big day.
23 bands, two stages.
12 hours.
What I was really impressed about that actually was the price of it, though.
Yeah.
You know, like for that many bands sort of thing.
Yeah, it's under $35.
Yeah. Yeah, well, normally these days you're not looking at any, like for that sort of scale in terms of bands, you're not looking at anything under $50, you know, so that's.
And it's for charity.
Yes. So I don't know, can you put that down as a donation or something, or a tax offset or something? I don't know. There you go. People buy a ticket and.
It's true, actually, because.
I don't know, because you're getting something in return. Yeah. Usually if you get something in return for your donation, it's not tax deductible.
Yeah, I don't know. Look that up, people. You might be able to get your money back and still pay to get in and support the artists and everything. But, you know.
It's going
to
be Outright's first show in over 2 years.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, over 2 years. And a lot of the bands haven't played for ages.
Just dropped a new track as well.
They did. I haven't had
The Hammer.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance.
It's actually quite thrashy. You'll like it. It's really like.
Cool.
It's more along the sort of like thrash metal.
I'll have a listen to it on the way home. You know what I've actually just started listening to today again. It was years, like, mind you, I listened to it when I was like kind of going through a bad state in my life, sort of thing, like hectic mental stuff, sort of thing. But Piano's Become the Teeth. Yeah. Holy shit! Keep You album.
Yeah.
Just insane. And now I listening to that, I've started to. Enjoy a little bit more of the post sort of like hardcore-y, the emo-y pop punk sort of stuff, if you want to call it whatever. But, and I've started to get a bit of appreciation from like from your side of things as well. Like, you know, people might give it shit, but like when you're feeling certain ways or whatever, like that sort of music actually, you know, it relates to you a lot, especially like when there's tough things going on, like moving house as well. Like, holy shit. Like, no one fucking likes doing that. Nobody likes doing that, right? But then you listen to that sort of stuff and, I don't know, like, I can just sort of understand it a little bit more. Like, I understand the relation to it, like, why people enjoy it so much as well. Like, because for me, for a while, I just didn't listen to that stuff because I just felt like it hurt the feels too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And no, let those feels in. Have a cry.
I know.
When you're hurting the feels, listening to that sort of stuff, I think it feels good.
It feels
good, man.
That's the thing, right? And that's what I mean. Like, so I have more of an appreciation for it now going back and listening to it because I said to myself I didn't want to listen to that stuff anymore. Like I didn't like the way I felt back then. But then going back and listening to it, it's just a completely different perspective. From then on, you're in a different mindset. You can relate to it in a different way, or you can sort of like pick at it as well, like, you know, why did I feel that way at that certain point in time.
We should probably mention that we just played a brand new Gil Cerone song at the start.
We will absolutely. Thank you.
And something else to mention.
Bastard Day. They've got is Bastard Day the one that's going to have all the crazy looking cassette like you were talking just before, or is that
no? Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Three. Yeah. So it's coming out via Team Glasses Records and Tomb Tree in Canada.
That's right.
Yeah. So my friend Dave's jumped on that. So he. We like finally put out. Gil Cerone's been on the label for like 4 years, maybe 5 years.
Yeah,
and I helped them digitally distribute their Eastern Rangers EP.
Okay,
and I always and still love that EP. So I was like, oh, we should re-release it before we put out the second EP.
Yeah,
and so they were a bit sort of worried about that because the songs were so old. They don't really play any of those songs anymore.
Yeah.
But I still really love it. But then I showed Dave at Sangamon Beach and Tomb Tree and he was like, this is awesome. So then, we got him on board. So it's going to be like a dual release or however you want to put it. Yeah.
Split release?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Whatever you want to call it. But yeah, it's really exciting and it's going to be super cool. So, yeah.
And that's the thing too. Like, I really enjoyed that song as well. Like, it's just good because I don't listen to it on the regular. So when I do hear it, it's like a nice refresher to go back to, sort of thing. You were about to say something, Tegan, as well.
We were talking about From the Floor Up.
Yeah.
And
tangent. I see it. I knew we were going to do tangents.
But they're going on the right tangents though, so it's fine.
I just need to mention that it is at the Triffid on Saturday, the 28th of May.
Yeah, from 12 o'clock.
from 12 o'clock.
Mm.
Get there early, though.
Get there straight away because the first band is starting at 12 o'clock.
Hanoi traffic come out.
Hanoi traffic.
So would doors be at 11?
11:30.
There you go.
And we've also got stalls by At The Drive Pin, Bad Habit Records, Fortitude Brand Clothing and Natty B Art.
Sweet. It's a good crew of people.
Yeah, and there'll be a raffle as well on the day. I've got some Totally Unicorn signed records.
Nice.
Some bar tabs for Yard Dogs and King Lear's Throne.
Yep.
Got a Netherworld gift pack as well.
Sweet.
Worth about $150.
Nice.
Heaps of cool stuff. Yeah. But yeah, there's also, I think it's worth mentioning as well, Tiggs was saying, there's the stalls and stuff, and obviously all the merch will be in the one location as well, run by our really good friend Gretchen. Remember she used to do Deadbeat?
Magazine.
Yeah, publications. Yeah.
So she's looking after that. She's helping us out.
Right on.
She's being a legend with that. But there's also like a...
And we'll also have a coat check.
A coat check, yeah.
So you can buy whatever you like at any time throughout the day and then dump it with us and then go get drunk.
Nice.
So we'll look after your stuff for you.
Not necessarily get drunk or, you know, you can just go watch bands.
Go watch bands, but yeah.
Without damaging your freshly bought
without your
items.
Yeah, your vinyl. Yes. And
if anyone that knows that has had a look through Bad Habit Records, like our distro, it's dangerous if you don't have enough cash and will find stuff.
Always. It's bad. I mean, bad in a great way. Mad props to Borgie as well. I love what he's doing up there with they just had their third skate block show or whatever. I didn't get a chance to get over there. I was out at Toowoomba at the time, but like it was a good 100-150 people out
there. I read the little wrap up that he did earlier.
Yeah,
he was really happy.
I've been to the previous ones and they were great. Like the skate comp was the last one I went to.
Yeah.
There was heaps of people there. And it was just, it was such a good vibe. Skirmisher finished off the day as well. And there was just like random people rocking up, just jumping in the middle.
Shout out Jack.
Yeah. So such a good dude. It was just crazy. And like, so there's such a wealth of knowledge and music coming from all these people. And they're going to be it from the floor up as well. So, you know.
Teagues wants to mention there's like a...
So we have a pre-show.
Oh, that's right.
And an after-party show as well.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So it's
much.
A three-day extravaganza.
Yes. So we're bringing it to you.
So there's From the Warm Up, which is on the Friday with Raccoon City, Blind Girls, Regionals, Salt Money and Hanoi Traffic. And then we've also got Hugo Costin, the beautiful... Angel
Have you
voice.
Checked Hugo's stuff out yet?
Not
Hugo.
Yet, no.
I'll link you some stuff.
Yes, please.
He's going to do intermission sets in between each band.
So he'll do four sets.
On the warm-up one?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
So that's on the Friday.
It's worth mentioning before we move on as well that we purposely put that in a tiny venue. We know it's a big lineup for a tiny venue, but it's a party show and it's going to fill out. So I think... We got doors at 7, but I think people should probably get there a bit earlier because there'll be a lineup and there's probably people probably won't be able to get in.
Yeah.
So, but then you'll get to go tomorrow and see all the bands the next day. So
that's $20 at the Junk Bar in Ashgrove on Friday, the 27th of May.
Yep.
Then we've got on the Saturday is From the Floor Up from 12 till 12 at the Triffid. And then on the Sunday at Southport. Entrapment represent is the after party show with Rage, Masochist, Idle Threat, The Meat, Entrapment, Hanoi Traffic and Drudge. And that's $15 at Vinny's Dive.
$20 on the door.
That's so good.
$15 pre-sale.
That's such a good weekend of shows.
It's going to be, you have to pace yourself.
Did you try as hard as possible to think? So you went from the warm-up, from the floor up, and then did you try and think of something for the...
I did try to think of some puns, and then I was just like, it's an after party.
Yeah.
Can you think of one on the spot, though? Like from the Southport or something? It was going to be from the Southport, but I thought the same
I was, I don't know, from the port up.
From the port up?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's,
I'm just thinking of like keeping. I'm just thinking of keeping the theme of like you know from that the warm cool. up from the floor
from the port up
or port up. I don't know.
That would have worked. It could have worked. You could have told me that like 3 weeks ago.
Well, you didn't fucking ask. I didn't know. I just, you know, it's just Southport 4125.
We'll do it next year.
It's got Diploid coming up.
We've
got Diploid coming up the week before as well. So there's three pretty big shows.
Yeah. That was the next one I was going to ask you about as well. But is there anything else about From the Floor Up?
Oh, yeah. Did you want to mention? First? Oh, yeah. Like,
just bring your money with you.
Bring
your there's a lot to buy.
Well, do you take cash and card?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
there'll
we
be
do.
Squares and that sort of stuff. Yeah. There
and I'm go. Also going to have like a little stall with pre-owned band t-shirts.
Cool.
And I've got quite a selection there. So
nice.
What was the pun name for that?
This town needs teas.
Yep.
This town.
I do like a pun at the drive-in. Yeah. This town needs teas. Yeah.
This town needs teaks.
Oh, thanks.
So I'm trying. I'm good at some, but not heaps. I've got to be like in the zone sort of thing, and I'm just not after a long ass day and then dealing with fucking traffic. Oh my God. Brain's just like mush by that point. You know, normally I get a chance to go home and have a shower and shit, but not today.
Not for us.
No. Let's sweat it up.
Diploid shows would be super cool.
Yeah.
So Lies and Ashes, it's
nice segue.
That'd be real cool, man.
They Lies and Ashes are coming up from Hobart. For two of the shows.
I can't wait for them.
So they're pretty chaotic, pretty full on. Yeah, it's our friends from Breakthrough, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was real bummed I never got a chance to see Breakthrough as well.
Great band.
Oh, dude. They had that Baphomet song that was just like an anthem for a while. I love that song.
It's always sort of chaotic shows. I think they're sort of taking the same approach with their shows with this new band as well.
Yeah, right.
They've already done massive shows.
Yeah, they were supporting Psycroptic.
Yeah, I think that was their first show.
Yeah, fuck. How's that for a first show?
Yeah.
They've got the rep behind Breakthrough as well, obviously, but like you just think for a first show, like that's an awesome opportunity too.
Yep.
Like if for a support of someone as big or has been around as long as Psycroptic has too, there's not that many bands that have come out of Tasmania,
yeah.
Like Hobart sort of thing, or Tasmania. Like there's Psycroptic, I mean Breakthrough, Lice and Ashes or whatever, and then Luca Brasi, and that's all I can really think of that's come from
there.
I
think the Nation Blue are from Launceston. They're one of my favourite bands.
Okay.
They moved to Melbourne. It was just more opportunity for them.
Isn't
in Melbourne.
Lincoln from Tasmania?
Yeah, Lincoln's from Tasmania.
Yeah, Lincoln Lefebvre.
Lincoln used to be Sam from Breakthrough's, the guitarist from Breakthrough's guitar teacher.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, that's how small it is, man.
It's pretty crazy.
But yeah, so the Brisbane show is on Friday the 20th of May, so that's with Hinterkaifeck, Blind Girls, Lies and Ashes, Shackles and Diploid.
Mm-hmm.
So at Beardo. Next day in the morning, in the Arvo, we're going to head up to the Sunny Coast, so it's at the Village Pickle where
in Nambour. Jesus.
So Hanoi Traffic and Diploid are going to do it in-store.
Yep.
And then we have lunch and then hightail it down to Vinny's. So this is on the 21st of May.
Yeah.
And that's Diploid, Lies and Ashes, Resin Tomb and Salt Money.
Yeah, that'll
which
be
is
a fucking banger.
For like all the bands could headline. Yeah, it's
gonna
be big,
100%.
Big show.
Any Money says you'll probably be doing the in-store at the Pickle place inside. You'll be doing it there.
Yeah.
They tried doing it outside. For when I think it was when Entrapment and Bust played out there, and they had Bust play outside, and Borgie was like, "Yeah, no, there was maybe about two to three streets, worth of people were like, yeah, we can hear everything, and there were some people that are like from in town, like in center
town, they could
hear it, and it's not like directly in the middle of town, but like that's pretty loud.
Hanoi Traffic and Diploid are pretty abrasive as well, so
I'm thinking that too. Yeah, so it's probably.
I'm just
gonna
go with the flow of what like Aaron wants to do.
Yeah,
like Aaron and Michelle.
I reckon.
And,
I reckon.
I haven't met the Village Pickle staff or anything.
Oh,
like
they're great. Yeah, they're all lovely human beings, and just all love music. Oh man, fucking Borgie put up a picture of one of the recommendations or reviews of the Bad Habit or the Village Pickle recently.
Yeah,
and it was like, don't recommend going there because like they walked in, the food was all right, but there was a bunch of old dudes talking about like whale sperm or some shit like that in the next room. And he's like, don't recommend going back there. I couldn't help but laugh. I'm like, that's literally the crew, like all the good people coming through there, obviously, you know, sit down, have a chat. That's what they do. They come in,
yeah,
sit for, you know, an hour or so in there, have a feed and just talk music next room. It's so nice. It's such a really laid back vibe up there.
I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to creep up as well.
Yeah. I know, it's already like 3 weeks away from yep. now. And, yep. you know, I think I'll, if I can, I might be able to get to one of those shows. I don't know. But that, I know that's a weekend I've got my kids, so we it always makes it harder.
One last plug on yeah. the weekend of shows.
Yeah. yeah.
So
plug as much as you want, man.
Our friends in Life, Flare, Regret and us are presenting some shows in Melbourne.
Who? Sorry?
Life, Flare, Regret.
Life, Flare, Regret. Yeah, I love them.
So, yeah, because Gil Cerone, so the EP will be out by then.
Yeah.
EP 2. And so it's with Blind Girls, World Sick, Keratin and Izua. So that's at Last Chance. It's on Saturday, 4th of June. And then the next day at Nighthawks, you've got Diploid, Blind Girls, Gil Cerone and Terminal Sleep.
Ooh, I've and heard that's, of,
yeah.
I've heard of Terminal Sleep.
Yeah, they've come out the gate. Yeah, they're very, very cool.
Pretty fucking heavy too. Yeah. So I think their first show was that, I wouldn't say a fest thing, but they had a Sydney show recently that had Honest Crooks headlining.
Oh, and first show was with that New Zealand band, Antagonist.
Yeah. Okay, so that was their second show. Right. And then, I heard a couple of people that went to it and they were just like, yeah, dude, they're fucking mental.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that whole lineup was ridiculous. It's so good to see, like, so many shows. Like, you obviously, safety first, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But, like, it's so good to see all the shows coming back. It's taking its time. Like, you are still getting the cancellations and the COVID bullshit in terms of having to, you know, pull out and whatnot, but the shows are still getting announced now.
Yeah.
It's not like they're having to be postponed because of restrictions or any of that bullshit. You don't have to sit down and watch it or any of that crap. You can just do whatever, basically. It's nice to see that because now there's, you know, internationals are starting to roll back in again.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool. You know, I'm really stoked because I've got my first international gig that I'm going to be photographing in August.
Oh, that's right.
And it was funny because you're the one who literally was just like, just ask him.
Yeah.
Like, what's the harm in just fucking asking?
Yeah, just ask.
And that's exactly what I did to the guy who put it on. And like, I've shared some of his stuff in the past and like, I've chatted to him before in the past too, but just like briefly, just about music stuff. And yeah, I just went, man, I've been such a huge fan of those guys for so long. You don't have to pay me. Can I come and shoot it? And he's like, yeah, dude. All right, sick. I'm like, what? Fucking A. That's so cool. Like, for a long part of it, it's just been for the enjoyment sort of thing.
You're shooting at the fest as well.
Sorry?
You're shooting at the fest.
Yes, yeah, and that too. Like, I haven't done a fest before, so that's going to be wild. I'm gonna have to sort of like,
you know, you're gonna have to photograph all 23 bands.
23. I thought there was 28. 23. Okay, right. What am I thinking? 23.
I think there's 28 in total playing all weekend because a lot of the bands are playing, like Annoy Traffic are playing all three.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And then Blind Girls and Soul Mate stuff are playing two. Yeah. Rage playing two. Yeah. Originals playing too.
Yes. Yeah, so, well, I'm going to try and do all three of them if I can. Shit.
I think the best way to get through it would be like at the end of the show is just smoke bomb. Like, just don't try and say see you later to everybody for 2 hours and just go sleep.
No. Yeah.
Recharge. Come back.
Well, I'm definitely gonna have to do that after the Saturday one.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely coming to the Sunday one, that's for sure. Definitely Saturday, definitely Sunday. It'll just be what happens on the Friday, I think. But that's the first one.
But if you're
one,
shooting,
though,
know your stuff, so you'd be able to get in.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how it works.
It is, yeah. Yeah, I know. You want me to come, that's all right. I'll come. But that's the plan. So, yeah, like for me, like I'll put up like a little lineup of it later. But like, you know, I've got a gig to shoot at King Lear's next week. Vexation, Idle Ruin, Oratory and there's someone else on it. I can't. Maybe
when's Odious, that coming up?
14th or 15th. Cool. So
it's like next week.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and sick. And Liam reached out and was like, "Oh, do you want to do it?" And I said, "Fuck yeah, man! Let me just check and see if I can." And so I got that, and then I've got from the floor up weekend, the following fortnight, and then Zimbabwe in August. So I've got three things booked in. I've got there's something else.
Where's that Zimbabwe show? Like
Woolly Mammoth. I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, it's cool. That's cool. It's like a little stage, but it's pretty cool sound.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Woolly Mammoth. Old mate was sending me some flyers at some point, so I can stick them up anywhere as well. Oh, and speaking of too, if you've got flyers, posters, or whatever, anyone listening, go into Lumber Punks in West End. They've got a wall that's going to be dedicated to flyers and shit. I've already talked to them about it. They're sweet with it. Just go in and say that I sent you. And there's a spot on the wall. Don't fuck with other people's posters. Otherwise, I'll pull the pin on it. Pure and simple. Because these guys are nice enough to let us do that. And they're keen for it. Just don't be dicks about it.
Easy way,
another venue to promote. There's a lot of foot traffic in and out of that place every day. Cool. So they see shit every day.
Doing a poster run next week, so.
Yeah, so anyone who's
down
got
to the Lumber Punks.
Yeah, do it. And
do we get something for free because we keep saying Lumber Punks?
No, I don't have that shtick, mate. If I do it enough,
we're not saying it anymore. Unfortunately, Shade.
That's all right. I've done. They help me out every now and then. It's good. They give me free boards and stuff so I can build my own and shit, you know. So
I think Teagues wants to talk releases.
Releases? Well, what time have we got? Well, if we're going to try and stick to your timeline, we're going to play a song now and then we're going to break.
Oh, yeah. So the first single from Procession came out today. So when this comes out, it'll be like a week and a bit old.
Yeah.
So Standstill. So it's a bit different to what it's more similar to New Order, like Newer Ceremony. Joy Division, like Interpol, that sort of stuff, like post-punk, synthy sort of stuff, like 80s style, super cool stuff. So that's Jared and Gav. So Gav actually took Jared's spot when he left Rage. So the singer plays guitar in Rage, and the guy that does all the music used to play guitar in Rage and Choke. Yeah, so that's there's the connection there.
Right, but his old mate's still playing in Rage?
The singer's still in Rage, yeah.
Yes, right, okay.
But Jared had to go and do some uni stuff, like some job placement stuff for his teacher.
Oh, right.
He couldn't be in the band anymore. It sucked.
Yeah, it would have been like the rural service or whatever they call it. They've usually got to do, I think it's a year to 2 years or something.
Exactly.
Out in the sticks, and then they can come back and basically do it.
So a couple of months ago, he was like, "Oh, check this out. This is what I've been doing." And I admittedly didn't listen to it for a week. And he was like, "Oh, did you check it out?" And I was like, "Oh, I'll listen now." And I was like, "Yeah, this is right up my alley."
I think you got me that with that a while ago as well, where you're like, "Did you have a chance to listen to it?" And I'm like, "Fucking nah, man." I had planned on it, but it just didn't happen.
So that's Procession. So that's a self-titled EP. So are you going to play it now? So
I'll play it now.
So it's called Standstill.
Yeah.
It's available everywhere.
Sweet. All right. Well, we'll get into this one and then we'll get into everything else afterwards. Okay, Teagues?
All right.
Cool.
Time.
And that was Stand Still by Procession on the Shane Oliver podcast.
Don't make it into a radio. No way. It is. It does feel a little bit like that when I don't normally play more than one song. Usually it's the intro and then one to finish it off. I know I did for a little bit, like breaking it up, but that was when I had structure. I don't give a shit now. It's just getting in here to plug and do what you need to do.
But yeah, so we got pre-orders launched today for that. So it's all on Team Glasses Bandcamp. .bandcamp.com. But next in line's the Lies and Ashes self-titled.
Banging for that one.
Cassette. The reason it's just because I'm taking heaps of time on the artwork and it's going to be worth the wait. I think I shared some of the stuff with you that I'd done.
Yeah, you showed us like the it's very the cover super and stuff.
Super cool. Like, so at the very latest, it'll be ready by the time that they're in Brisbane.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's shit. That's not even that far away now as well. So it's
Teagues is going to take it away.
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah, we were about to do something and then we were like, no, we got a time schedule.
I was just going to tell you about some upcoming releases.
Ah, yes.
TG41 to TG50. So there's Deceased Estates, which is Johnson from Vestiges, Craig.
Oh.
Have you seen him do his stuff?
No,
so I haven't. Like modular noise soundscapes. It'll challenge you, but it's very cool stuff.
Yeah.
It's very intricate. I don't want to give it too much away, but the actual packaging is very intricate.
Mm.
So we've been working on it. Yeah. Next.
Next. Travels, Death Throes.
So, so that's already been released digitally.
It's going to be on vinyl.
But, we're just still working out all the artwork. There's a lot of die cutting and stuff involved for the LPs.
Travels, they released that. That was last year, wasn't it?
No,
wasn't it? Or was it earlier this year?
A few months ago, yeah.
Fuck no.
Death Throes.
I was thinking maybe around November, December, so.
I've been pushing them because half of the guys are in Resin Tomb.
Yeah,
because Resin Tomb are recording at the moment, so they've been focusing on that. And then once the Resin Tomb like commitments are, then they can get it set together and then Travels are back.
Matt plays in it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. I love him. He's such an animal when he plays in Resin Tomb as well.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, thanks. You know, you meet him and he's like super smiley and everything. And then like he's up on stage and it looks like he just wants to, you know, punch anyone that gets close enough to him. And I swear to God, it looks like he's looked at me a couple of times when I was taking shots at one point just thinking, am I getting him angry now?
You think I'm talking about Budge.
Oh, Budgie, yeah.
Oh, no, he's not. He's not in it. But
oh, isn't he?
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. Like the new guitarist, Matt. That's what I thought you were talking about.
Sorry, I'm mixing up Matt.
Sorry, guys, for disclosing that, but they have a second guitarist now and he's from Travels.
Oh, should we not have that?
Yeah. I don't know. We can bleep it. Yeah. Whatever.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Make a mental note of what moment we're at. 38 minutes, 30 something. Anyway, yes, keep going.
Anyway, we keep going.
TG43 is Hawak, which we've already released.
Yeah, it's already released, yeah.
You've said Lies and Ashes, Procession. Then we've got Can't Even. Growing Pains.
Yep.
Ooh, I did not know that.
Yeah, so we're going to, that's going to be super cool. $5 from every tape is going to be donated to Warriors of Aboriginal Resistance.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be super cool. That's a recording we've been sitting on for over a year. So I'm really excited to actually get to share that with everyone.
Right on.
Yeah.
Then we've got The Meat Primordial Pummel. So one side of that is
it's a sold out Learn to Fear EP.
Yeah, and then the other previous. One's
yeah, so and then it's like new and old songs. So sorry, old songs re-recorded and some new songs. And that's really cool, intricate, ridiculous like packaging for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
That Andy from the band that does all the artwork has worked on. I think I've shared that with you as well. It's pretty cool.
I think so, but just show us after.
we're doing like a limited 20 tape run of Idle Threat's Rope Burn. So it's already been released, but just for From the Floor Up, we're going to sell 20 copies.
Ooh.
From the Floor Up.
Ooh, I'm getting one.
And then Gil Cerone, I have trouble pronouncing this.
Oh, yeah, Coronac.
Coronac?
Coronac, yeah. That's what we're going with. Sorry, Darcy, if that's wrong.
And lastly, but of course, not least, Entrapment, Southport, represent, Tempest Flare.
So that's a 7-inch. So we're doing that with Loudmouth Records.
Yeah.
So those later ones will be out in June.
Yep.
And then we're working with Tumor as well, as death metal band from Melbourne.
Tumor?
Yeah, Tumor. Okay. So that's dudes that have been in a bunch of bands, like.
Right up my alley.
Yeah. Teagues loves a bit of death metal. Mm. But yeah, that's it. That's all we got. Team Glasses.
That's for so far. There could be so more. That could be. There's still the latter half of the year to go still.
There's always chats and stuff.
I know, like, Hugs are working on songs at the moment. I know Regionals have got some
Regionals,
new songs. So there will be more coming up.
Apparitions
are
still.
We're going to put out a Low tape.
Yeah, Low as well from Melbourne. Algal Mortis are doing new stuff. I'm not sure if they're going to do that with us or not, or a different label.
Yeah.
Yeah, Apparitions have got a whole bunch of new songs. There's heaps of stuff.
How do you feel when you have to sit on shit, though?
It's just a matter of, because I work full time. I'm very, very.
Yeah.
And he's a dad.
And a dad as well.
With four children.
Yeah, so I explain to bands or artists that there's going to be like a little bit of a wait.
Yeah.
It's a labor of love. It's all for free. Like, we don't get any money.
Yeah, it costs us money to do the label. Yeah.
So there's definitely the passion, that's definitely passion driven when you're not really like making money off it, sort of thing. It's like just going straight back into what you're putting out, basically. Like, you know, I totally relate to that, because one side of me is thinking, well, you know, as a label, you'd want to be, you know, putting out as much as you can, like to keep your name out there, sort of thing, right? But if you put it, looking at it at face value, well, who are the people running it? Is it a big corporation? Is it a local mob that are just, you know, just like you, who's working full time, has got kids? Not everyone's like that, obviously, but you know, there's a lot of people out there that are. And so you've got all this shit on, but yet you're still managing to pump out releases, though, and at a fairly like decent rate, especially at the moment too.
Adam,
like,
does all the design work as well. Like, he's really good at, like, you've seen all the
maybe
posters,
like
90%,
maybe 90% of it. Sometimes the artists do it.
But for the most part, he does all the design work. All the posters that he's done, like, are amazing.
Yeah,
like, he just keeps getting better and better.
You're gonna have to help me out.
Thanks.
You have to help me out with like doing something. Like, I need a whole like revamp, redesign of my logo and stuff, because I haven't done anything with it since I started, and that's like, I don't know, like 3 years now. At first, I thought this could be, you know, well, I mean, it could at any point, right? But at first, this was just a thing to like pass the time up. But now that I'm sort of like incorporating like photography and stuff into it now, like, I'm getting a website done, so I can actually have all my photos put up there. It's going to be like an A to Z list of every band that I've taken shots of.
Yep.
You can scroll through and check it out and whatnot.
Are you just going to do like a Squarespace one?
I'm not 100. I've still got to brainstorm it with Liam, Idle Ruin.
Yep.
He knows how, he does all the website building shit, right?
Cool.
So
it's good to have, like, it's what it's like in Bruce Hay. Like, everyone knows how to do stuff, so you just ask them how to do it.
Yeah, and you know what? I'd rather pay someone that I know to do the job, rather than just somebody I don't know, just for the fact that.
Are you going to have like prints for sale or anything like
yes,
that?
Yes, yeah, there's going to be like frame stuff. I've got to work out all the T's and C's shit, right? Like, because I'm going to, you know, turn it into a whole thing where, you know, I can make money off that
super
myself
cool,
too. Yeah. It's just, the brainstorming part. Like, I'm there, I know how much it's going to cost me to build the website. Now I just need to work out how I want it designed and what I want to put up there and stuff. So I don't know when that's going to be done yet, though. You know, like, it's going to be a while. But like, in the meantime, I'm still taking photos. Like, I'm still like finding different, black and white's probably is just what I really like. And especially with the camera I use, just with that grainy look, I love it. So even if that's just my forte, if you don't like it, I'll try color. I'm dabbling a little bit in it, like with just different styles of it, but I don't know, my bread and butter
is black and white.
That's my bread and butter. Yeah, like that's just what I like doing. And the
I just noticed the sort of live band photographers, at least in Bruce, like Mianjin, like it's everyone's got a style. Like, you know, you can see it and you'd be like, oh, that's a Shane photo, or that's, you know, when before Ben moved to Melbourne, you know, like Distorted Youth, like Ben Hudson, like you could tell it was one of his photos, or like one of Will's photos, like Will Johnson's, you can tell, you know?
Will's a good example as well. Like, his colored shots are ridiculous.
Yeah,
like, they're so
amazing.
Good. I don't, and that's sort of the comparison I've put to myself, right? Like, so I know I'm fucking good at black and white.
Yeah,
stick to that.
He's good. He's good at designing t-shirts too. He did a Vestiges t-shirt.
Vestiges t-shirt cool. for us. Yeah,
yeah, that's yeah. right. He does all like
some
graphic
promo
design
stuff
shit.
As well. Yeah,
and does posters and stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, like yeah, there you go. Like they all do different stuff.
Yeah, he's such a young dude as well. Like killing it.
Yeah,
like, very jealous.
Yeah,
Will Johnson.
We love you, Will Johnson.
Oh, yes, yes. It's
happy
it's,
birthday, Will Johnson.
Is it his birthday, was it?
No, it's,
nah,
just
it's
like
a personal joke. People
joke.
Like to do that to him all the time.
It's, yeah. it's just his birthday all the time?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, happy birthday, Will. yeah, like, so that it's labor of love aspect, man. I totally understand that too.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I'm, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I'm finding it a bit hard at the moment to just, I've only got the one, right?
Yep.
But even just the whole co-parenting, full-time work, and, you know, trying to do my hobbies and passions and
yeah.
stuff on the side, it's gotten really, really hard lately. It's really, really hard to keep myself motivated. Just
yep.
like, because like the lack of energy as well in parts too has just been a real, like, oh my God, like, oh, just don't worry about it. I'll do it tomorrow. And then
yeah.
it becomes another day and then another day. But like once you get on that train, it's really hard to get off.
Yeah.
Like it's one of those things. So I'm just, that's what I'm trying to say is like, it's just been really hard lately. I don't know what it is about anybody else, but it's been really hard for me to like stay on top
yeah.
right now. And like whenever anybody is just like releasing tunes or like if it's someone I know that's doing something, I'm just trying to use that as like the motivation. Like, oh, look, they're killing it.
Yeah.
You can do it too. You know, you can keep doing your shit. Like, you're just as good as them. There's no, it's not ego or anything like that, right? Like, but
yeah.
you've got to tell that to yourself so you don't put yourself down all the time. It's like, I know I'm fucking good. Like, I know I can do this. Don't let all the negative thoughts just fuck with your head. And
oh yeah, and saying
you're
that,
your own
like,
worst
yeah.
enemy.
Like, yeah. yeah, if you want to do it, like, yeah. borrow your parents' camera or borrow a friend's camera before you buy your own or have a crack. Like if you want to do a label,
yeah,
have a crack.
Absolutely.
You know, if you want to book a show, like it's all hard, but you can just figure it out.
Yeah.
And then if you weren't happy with the first time, then you can change it and change it up and figure it out. Like it's all, it's the whole spirit of DIY stuff. It's,
I think, yeah. That,
do you know why till you die?
Yeah.
100%.
Fucking oath.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Can't stop.
It's
won't stop.
Nowadays anyway, when you go to these sorts of groups, you've pretty much just all you got to do is just say, hey, can I do this?
Yeah.
And it'll be it, 9 times out of 10 it'll be, yeah, have a crack.
Yeah,
you know, like you said. And but it's that hurdle of just getting the courage to ask, you know, like, hey, can I do this? For some people I know it can be just a massive mountain, you know.
Oh, it's
but,
hectic. Yeah,
you know, but once all it takes is just that one time to go, if fuck it, I'm just going to do it, and you
yep.
just go and do it. And the worst they can say is no, sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
At least that way you can go, well, it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. Maybe I can try someone else,
yep.
you know, or ask somebody else to do this or do that.
Yeah.
It's always an interesting sort of dynamic where if it's people that you know, like there's no issue whatsoever. You
yeah.
just take your gear or whatever and you just start doing it, and then they'll be like, oh, he's put his gear up and he's going to start taking photos or
yeah.
like sound system shit. Good on him. Just whatever. He'll let us know what he needs.
Especially like it, you know, shows like more sort of hardcore where the crowd's responding to the band aggressively, like, you know.
Best shots.
Yeah, you get
keep
some cool
it,
shots,
people.
But it's just the photographers just know when to get out of the way or, you know, so it's still, they can still get their content or, you know, content for the bands to use and stuff like that. And,
oh,
yeah.
The only ones that are real annoying, and this is just from my experience, is the real drunk ones. It's
yep.
the real drunk ones, like they
yep.
can barely stand up. Like I'll
oh, moshing
I'll,
dudes, yeah.
I'll tell you right now, if you bump into me and you're like falling on me, I'll kick you in the dick. Like I'm not even joking. And I usually when I play and when I go take shots at gigs, I'm wearing steel caps. So
yeah,
do you, take that as you will.
Jeez, Shane, it's a bit violent.
And, well, don't knock my shit, you know. But if it's like, if you're being, you know, irresponsible, super drunk, whatever, it just gets me mad and frustrated, right? Because 9 out of 10 times, again, as well, most of the crowds are good. They know, like you're saying, they'll see it, they'll keep an ear. And I'm doing the same too. Usually when I see it starting getting hectic, I've got one hand up like this, near my neck, so I don't get KO'd, and the other hand's up here taking a shot.
Yeah.
I'll look like I'm having a stroke, but I'm fine. I've worked out ways to protect myself, you know, so I don't get KO'd in the head, because I have been hit in the head a few times.
Yeah.
Not just from taking photos, but being in pits and stuff before, I know it's hectic. I know it can be crazy. So the last one that got me real fucked up was deathbed. So, I mean, go figure.
Was that at the zoo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I went flying into you even, or someone nearby, but one of them was like, just, it was that part of like deathbed, first or second song in, and their hectic energy. Like that was a really good set from them that night.
I really like how in their Brisbane film clip, how from that show, when do you remember how Bo picked up a stool and went to mosh with a stool and made it into the film clip?
That's right, it did. Oh, that was so good. I love very that cool. shit, right? Yeah, Most people around were like, no.
Yeah, everyone was like, no, don't mosh with a stool.
But footage-wise, it's the best.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's just common sense comes in, like, no, don't mosh with it. But I knew where he was at with that, though. The mood was so hyped that you just wanted to grab a fucking stool and deathbed, mosh like, with it.
I only played for 15 minutes now, so that it's just crushing. Like it's really cool.
Yeah,
great band.
Was I think from the last footage that I saw, they were only playing as a 4-piece. Was that right, or were they?
I think it was Dan's like tucked off to the side.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, because I remember watching. There was some story or Insta footage or whatever when they were playing it down the coast. I could have sworn I only saw four.
Oh, okay.
Of them.
No, I didn't see the footage of that. Okay, sorry. I thought you were talking about the show.
Could have been just that though too. So I have no idea. I think this is the tangent part anyway, but like I think the next part we were going to talk about before we finished up.
Vestiges.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Vestiges stuff.
The Vestiges band.
Yeah. The one that you apparently front and everything, you know, as well as a label. And
you're always screaming in that
Very
band.
Angry.
Very angry. Yeah. Where's that? Is that all coming from the gut or is it all coming from where? Just like when you're doing it.
Yeah, so you have to go. You have to use your stomach, otherwise you die. You can't get through the whole set.
Yeah.
Sometimes I swear I think you're going to throw up when you're playing.
Yeah.
Like I just look at you and I think he's going so hard he's going to throw up.
Oh,
but you don't.
No, it's all – you got to go all out. I don't see the point of being boring or putting on a boring show.
You can definitely see it towards the end of your set sort of thing, like the huffing and puffing. You're like, there's a lot of fucking in, like, it's like another good example was Nath Oratory as well. Like King Lear's, one of the shots I took of him until he told me, he was like, man, I was about to puke.
Yeah, he was exhausted.
He was like, I was that tired and like just that zapped of energy. I was just about to hurl, but you know, I managed to
shout out Nath.
Oh, I love Nath. He's such a nice guy. And yeah, like I love seeing that though too, because again, if I time it right, I might get a shot that just is so fun. Some of the shots I've taken, like I don't mean to one up myself, but fuck man, I've been so stoked with some of those.
No, you've got to have confidence in yourself.
Yeah.
It's really important.
Some of the shots I took at Chuff, man, I'm so happy with those ones. Like their basses was just such a sweaty fucker that night as well. And so Black and White Flash off his hairy belly with sweat all over it.
I haven't listened to Chuff. What sort of music is it?
Oh, it's like...
Is it just like death metal?
It's like King Parrot sort of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like just grindy, death shit, just non-stop.
I saw that coming back with King Parrot as well.
But it's good though. Like they got good hype. Like, you know what I mean? Like they're definitely worth checking out if you ever get a chance sort of thing. And like, just absolute sweaty crazy.
Teague's is like trying to make...
I was just going to say, back to Vestiges.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Tell us about your songwriting process.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is Tegan like now interviewing?
Yeah. Oh, no, she's just, that's why she wanted
to come. I used to have like a whole book.
The tangent shit.
Used to have a whole book of lyrics.
Get back on track.
And then I would take different lines in different parts because if they were on the same sort of wavelength. But then once the song was once the song started to take shape, I'd find that it was a bit too wordy in some parts, and then I'd really didn't like having to remove parts of the song, that because every line's pretty important to me when I write it, you know what I mean? So what I do now is wait for the dudes to, because we're writing an LP at the moment. We've been writing for like a year so far. We've got seven songs so far. We're going for eight songs.
Eight songs?
Yeah, so we're just going to do like a sort of 20 to 25 minute LP. Short and sweet.
Do you do any of that, like, because I know some bands do it, but like, do you do that, like, is there going to be like an introduction, like song sort of thing?
No, just songs. Yeah, okay. So we're doing some super short songs because we've got a new drummer like since the last time. So Stu, they used to do Marathon and Only Sleeping plays with us now. So he's very different because Chris, our old drummer, moved to Melbourne.
That's right, he did too, yeah.
So, yeah, Stu came on board and, yeah, he's a different style of drummer. It's more sort of hardcore metal sort of dude.
Oh, okay.
So it's changed. Do you think Teagues? Because Teagues comes to jam sometimes. It's changed our style. It's a bit heavier now.
Okay.
Still with the melody.
It's definitely heavier.
Yeah, it's still with heaps of melody. But yeah, so.
But I think the boys have gotten heavier too. Like Dan's writing heavier riffs.
Yeah. But we've got some songs that go for 4 minutes, some songs that go for like 90 seconds.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry if that doesn't answer the question properly.
It's writing longer songs just seems interesting to me now, because I know when I was in a passage where I was writing songs and jamming and stuff, the longest I could usually come up with was about 2 minutes worth.
Yeah.
You know, so anyone that can usually go upwards of over the 3 minute mark, I'm always curious, like how do you get there sort of thing. And I know it all works out to, you know, actually structuring the song
So I kind of wait for them to.
The guys write the music first.
Yeah, they write the music first for the album now, because rather than me, I just didn't want to scrap in more lyrics. I don't like doing that.
So do you find it easier or harder to write with music already set in stone? So you've got the music and then you've got to write lyrics to that music.
So I'll still hang out as well, like with the guys when they're, even I guess when I'm technically not needed. So I'll be hanging out when they're still like working through the song and changing parts and then adding parts and all that sort of stuff so that I can get it into my head.
Yeah.
And so I'm already thinking of vocal patterns and all that sort of stuff while I'm in there. And then so it makes it easier when, because they, the guys do like use their computers and do like sort of pre-pro of the songs just so they can have homework so they can learn the songs. And also so I can take those sort of like dodgy computer files so I can write to those as well, and then so I can do my homework as well and then go in. Yeah.
So at any point really, everyone in the band's going to have some sort of idea what the song is at the time that they're writing sort of
thing. Dan comes up with the skeleton. We call it the skeleton of the song. So he'll have like a cool riff and he's sometimes written a full song and then they'll just arrange it and it'll take ages. But
my favourite track name so far is Dumb Riff.
Dumb Riff.
I know, that's the working title.
They always, everyone, when they're in the recording process, they'll have a big fucking board.
We're opening with Dumb Riff.
Dumb Riff.
Yeah, it's not called Dumb Riff.
No, that's what I was getting at, right? They have that big fucking whiteboard and it's got the band, the songs in the pattern, like each one's called a stupid ass name and the vocals and guitars and all that shit. And so Dumb Riff is obviously a part of that. And then you'd have like super hectic drum riff being another one sort of thing. Yeah.
I think I could actually, I don't know if we're about to find the.
It'd be pretty funny if I was spot on with that.
Hang on a second.
But like just the whole process of, you know, it's like a, like you said, you've been writing for a year. Like that's crazy. Like, I mean, it kind of makes sense though in the era that we're in, like, because you've had that time to sort of write.
Say rehearse once a week.
Yeah, but like, you know, lockdowns. And
just really, really intricate songs.
It gives
another one's my favourite, because Dan Pym is in the band, and so they've called a song Pim's in the Well.
Pim's in the Well.
Poison the Well. Twinkle Toes.
I thought
Twinkle Toes is actually called Conversations as We Watch the Sky Turn Black is the actual name of the song.
Yeah, okay.
They call it Twinkle Toes.
Twinkle
Trap
Toes.
Trap Pim. Everything's related it just to reminds, Dan Pym.
Our drummer reckons that song sounds like Trap Them, so.
What's that one?
Oh, Trap Them. Trap Pim.
Brap Pim. Brap. It's like a brap. bit in it.
Oh my god!
Sick song. That's a closer.
Dan has started recording out of Iron now too, hasn't he?
He's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, or has he only just sort of started advertising it now?
Oh, is he advertising it? I don't know.
Because I swear I saw something recently. That's why I was bringing it up.
Yeah, he's been advertising.
Yeah. Oh, okay. If
you need any sound work done.
I'm well and truly nowhere near that yet. If anything, I've got to actually pick up my
Teagues was trying to do a plug.
I'm trying to do a plug.
Oh, sorry, I thought that...
Get in touch with Dan Pym.
This plug-isode that we've presented to you. Sorry, Shane.
It's my shit. I haven't even caught on, bro. Let's go right ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, just hit up Dan Pym.
Dan Pym for recording out of Via Studios.
I think he uses Via Studios, like Studio Zero. So Via Studios in Bowen Hills.
Yep.
Okay. Via Studios is the only place to rehearse in Brisbane that I would rehearse at.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's a mixing engineer.
Mixing engineer.
Mm. He's just recently done the new Spit and Nails. It's like a 4-minute EP.
Yeah.
So we've got heaps of stuff for the artwork to do for that.
Right.
I think he did some pre-production for some other bands.
It's www.danpimaudio.com. That's with two M's.
He did like a P-I-M-M. The early Bled Out stuff. I think he did the early Bled Out stuff.
I know that
Pip did the EP, but
That's sick. I'm gonna have to go back and listen to that.
Yeah, and Dan records a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
His other band Donata as well, he records that.
What's it called, sorry?
Donata.
Yeah, Donata's Donata is a similar band. So our friend Lee sings for them, and Michael Hunter from Salt Money plays drums.
Okay.
And also Lumens and Eternal Rest and Plant Life.
Yeah, Michael just
from the Lumens House Collective. Yeah,
I'm waiting on one of their cassettes at the moment. So
yeah, was that they had a delay because they were going on tour.
Yeah. I'm currently waiting on
Salt Money tape.
There's a Salt Money one that I don't have. It's one of the ones that I don't have. I think it's either Alive or it's both of them together. I can't remember, even though I've got all of theirs. And then it's their Lumens cassette. I haven't got that one yet, so just waiting on it. I think I've got a couple more on the way. I'm almost at 200, I think.
That's cool.
One of those ones that come through, I'm not sure which one it's going to be.
I don't even have that many, and I run a tape label.
Yeah, well, I'm not selling mine, though. That's the thing.
How many do you have?
I don't count anything. Sort of stuff. I'm not a counter.
I've got, the only reason I know is that my stack is in lines of 10. And so I got almost...
That makes it much easier.
Yeah, so I've almost got 10... I've got to redo... Yeah, no, so it goes across, right? So, yeah, I've got like 19 stacked. Well, technically 20, but it's not a full 20.
Right.
So,
it's wild.
Yeah, so it's...
Do you have a favourite cassette? Surely, like, you should be able to know straight away. Is it that...
There's so many good ones.
Thayer Does Murder one?
Maybe? Oh, no, it's not. It's not my favourite. Honestly... It's the cassettes right now.
It's probably like the Hiding Dull by the Vestiges band.
Oh, that's a good one. It's a good one. I'll give you that. Did you buy that? I did.
Did you buy Nook by Hawak? You did, eh?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell you what, like I'd have to say Resin Tombs cassette right now, just off the top, like that fucking release is just so good. It's so good, especially for a first release too.
Their new release is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, oh, I have no doubt in my mind. I've only just started getting like 7-inches and LPs and stuff. Like, well, I've got more. I don't know how many 7-inches I've got now, but I started doing that for a little bit. But I always said to myself, I'm not going to start my like LP, like 10-inch or the bigger size or whatever, until I get my favorite record that ever got me into this heavy shit, and I finally got it. It was Cannibal Corpse's 2006 release, Kill. I wanted that on vinyl, and I wasn't going to start my collection until I got that.
I really like it's on Spotify. I'm sure it's on CD as well. I don't know if it's on vinyl, but the Live Cannibalism record by Cannibal Corpse. I listen to that a lot.
Yeah.
So Corpse Grinder introduces all the songs, you know, in his growl. It's just, and it's awesome.
Oh, right. Yeah. I think I've listened to that one. I'm trying to remember.
It's really good.
I keep going back to
it. I played at work.
Perfect. I think I keep going back to, because I got their Centuries of Torment DVD.
Yeah.
And like, because again, I was huge on them back in the day. I just loved it. And yeah, even I would play that religiously. Like, I'd watch that regularly just to know how much hectic. Like, they played with, like, the era of death metal definitely started, like, the way that it did, like over from the States, like that era, like there was fucking Cannibal Corpse, At the Gates, fucking just
At the Gates are from like Sweden, though.
No, sorry. I'm drawing a blank right now because Jack Owen, Deicide was one of them as well. Like, because Jack Owen went from playing in Cannibal to Deicide as well. Like, all the main, they all came from like a certain group of like death metal heads.
Tegan's loving the death metal talk in her turnover hoodie.
I'm just an emo girl, okay?
That's fine. It's fine.
Sorry.
I can't help it. I can't help it with that stuff.
I like hardcore.
Tegs listens to Train. You listen to Tsunami?
Candy just dropped some new shit today. I haven't listened to it yet.
Train.
Oh, I thought you said Train. And I'm like, Drops of Jupiter? Is that what you're talking Train. About?
Oh, is that like one of those indie bands from the 90s, Train?
They're terrible.
No, Train. Thanks. Fuck. I'm just trying to think of other songs that they had like a one-hit wonder. I know that. Definitely.
I can't remember.
It was like, sounds awful.
Yeah.
It was.
I'm sure of it. You have a schedule to get to, I'm pretty sure. So, is there any last thing that we need to do before we wrap it up?
Thanks so much, Shane, from the Shane Oliver Experience.
You're welcome.
I love seeing you, and it's thanks so much for inviting us back onto your podcast.
I love posting tapes to you and addressing them to the Shane Oliver Experience.
Yeah, that's very.
I used to drop them off when my parents lived in Rochdale.
That's right. When I was ordering them at one point, I'd get them dropped off, and sometimes Mumsy upstairs would be like, someone just dropped some shit off for you. I'm like, the time? That's probably Adam. It's all sweet. You know? So that was good. I like it. I know I get on well with the Life Lair crew now because it's just every release. I'm waiting on one of theirs to come through now. Like, it's my way of supporting, you know.
We love it.
Yeah.
You should do like a Zoom interview with
I haven't had
Robert or Michael or Nicole or some sort of combination.
Yeah,
probably be chaotic if they had all three.
Yeah, I'll probably try and just stick to one of them at least if it's going to be like a over the like computer sort of thing. But I have mentioned to them before. It's just a matter of getting back around.
It's the Andy Loudmouth one. I listened to that with headphones and it was really really like it was really clear and it was just like. You were talking to him like there wasn't any sort of.
Oh, really? Yeah. Perfect. Because the way I was listening to it, thinking that it was going to be like shit.
No, it was cool. Yeah. I think that depends on the other person's microphone as well. Maybe they'd have to use headphones or something like that or some sort of decent mic.
Yeah. Because, yeah.
Tangent City.
Yeah. Easy.
Anyway,
easy
guys.
Done. Yeah.
So we're wrapping it up and we're going to play a Vestiges song to.
We just know a lot of people, Tegan. I'm sorry. You know what? I have no problems with you being the mum of the group right now because it's working. We need to wrap up. You've got places to be.
Entrapment, call me mum.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Good. They know what's up. They're good boys.
Yeah.
So fucking Southport 4215.
Represent.
Yeah, let's go.
We made Southport motherfucker badges for them, yeah.
Yes. I love that. I've already had a chance to listen to their stuff when it comes out. Oh man, I can't wait for it to come out. It's gonna be so fucking good. It's Southport bringing the map.
But anyway, we're gonna play a Vestiges song.
Yes, I can't wait
to close this out.
Is the suspense killing anyone yet, or are you just like shut the fuck up, finish off with the song? We'll do that. All right,
sweet.
People.
Thanks,
right.
Shane.
Not a problem.
Yeah,
enjoy
thanks,
the rest
Shane.
Of your night, eh?
Thanks. Cheers.
Bye. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.